Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A man with a bow and arrow went on a rampage in Norway Wednesday evening. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau reports.
At least five people are dead, two others injured after a bow and arrow attack in Norway. It happened in Kongsberg, southwest of Oslo. The suspect now in custody. The acting Norwegian Prime Minister saying police are still looking to see if it might have been an act of terrorism. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A 37-year-old Danish man has been arrested and is cooperating with police. The attack is said to have started inside a Co-op Extra supermarket on Kongsberg West Side. Norwegian police are not usually armed, but after the attack, the police directorate ordered all officers nationwide to carry firearms as an extra precaution. Lines have been drawn between Chicago police and Mayor Lightfoot's office regarding the vaccine mandate. Both sides say they are digging in. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
China continues to cover up the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic that killed millions worldwide. Tim Bird from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
China has denied the World Health Organization access to bat caves that are close to Wuhan, the Chinese city where COVID-19 first emerged. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio joins Fox News to discuss the importance of finding the origin of COVID-19.
The folks I represent in the 4th District of Ohio would like to know how this thing started, because it has certainly disrupted our lives and I think diminished our freedoms, taken away our freedoms that we so enjoy in this country. I think Americans like to know, but unfortunately the Democrats don't. So all we can do is what we're doing now, talk about this, try to highlight it, and get the information to the American people.
Scientists believe the caves could help uncover how the coronavirus spread from bats to other animals or humans, which is one theory of how the coronavirus began. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Captain James Tiberius Kirk, a.k.a. William Shatner, has boldly rocketed hundreds of thousands of feet above the West Texas Plains on Wednesday. After safely landing in the New Shepard capsule, he and Jeff Bezos shared a conversation that included the amazement of wonder.
You're going 2,000 miles an hour, so you're through 50 miles, and suddenly you're through the blue, and you're into black, and you're into, you know, it's mysterious and galaxies and things, but what you see is black, and what you see down there is light.
Welcome to space.
So much larger than me and life. And it hasn't got anything to do with the little green planet, the blue orb, and the... It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death. The moment you see how the vulnerability of everything is so small. This air, which is keeping us alive, is thinner than your skin. It's a sliver. It's immeasurably small when you think in terms of the universe. What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. I just, it's extraordinary.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and it's great to have James Herson. Yes, the one and only New York Times bestselling author, legal analyst, and commentator. He joins us now. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I know your recent article is on Sliced Alone, but I thought this might dovetail with it nicely, and that is the Jesus music film. We've talked about this before. It's been out for a week. I highly recommend it. I mean, it is absolutely sensational. I love it. I love the way it captured the history. This is a unique format, you know, for the Irwin brothers in doing it as a documentary.
Yeah, no, they've never done a documentary before. And what this is it's a story. It's a saga about something that is, it's almost like the best kept secret in the music business from a business point of view, similar to the trajectory of faith-based film. Mm-hmm. What is called contemporary Christian music by the trades has become this giant. It's become a multi-billion dollar industry, and part of the reason is because there's this void in music when we would call, you know, much of rock and roll, certainly mm-hmm. country music of maybe a decade or 2 decades ago, they all left the idea of having God being sung about, which, of course, is the reason that God created music. It's the reason that David in the Old Testament played a harp and the beautiful psalms that he wrote and sang. And so what's happened is CCM, from very humble beginnings, and right where I live in Orange
County. I was going to say, right there in Orange County is where they started, right? Exactly.
The most, probably, you know, not as well known as Billy Graham, but an impactful, genuine man of God, Chuck Smith, founded a place called Calvary Chapel. And it turned out to be, it was a tent in Costa Mesa, California, and musicians particularly, but flower children of the 60s, hippies, who had become disillusioned with the drug scene, as they should be, because the drug scene leads to nowhere, and they were looking for the meaning of life, and they went to communes, and they went to Eastern religion, and they went to New Age, and some of them discovered Jesus. They discovered this plain-spoken pastor who taught the Bible from cover to cover in a unique verse-by-verse way. And, of course, exactly. It grew from those humble beginnings. The Calvary Chapel that Chuck Smith founded became a global movement with Calvary Chapels all over the world. But at the same exactly. time, contemporary Christian music grew from the worship band of Flower Children from San Francisco, talented musicians playing hymns. Ironically, Chuck Smith started a record label called Maranatha.
Maranatha, right.
And it was one of the early labels. It was much of Sparrow Records. And now most of the contemporary Christian music, which is heard on radio stations, it's all over the internet, it's all over Apple, it's followed by Billboard, and they have a series of genuine stars, most of whom appear in interviews in this film. Amazing. I thought it was interesting, Orange County being the birth of contemporary Christian music, Orange County being the place where the first Christian music festival was held at Knott's Berry Farm, an amusement park. And yes. Then the first, just from that spring, an answer to Woodstock, known by people as Godstock. It was held in Houston, I believe. And Godstock had a lot of big country superstars like Johnny Cash and Kris Kristofferson there. But they also had these beginning groups, a guy named Michael W. Smith, the Pioneers. I'm not sure if Amy Grant was there yet.
I don't think so at that point. But it was interesting. You know, I talked to Kevin Downs, who's one of the producers of the movie, and Kevin, of course, you know, is an actor as well. But I thought it was interesting in this timing of how God brought all this together. You had this convergence, and we had the Flower Power Children, the hippies, the hippie movement, and you had all these kids that traditional churches didn't want anything to do with. And here's this elder statesman Bible teacher in Chuck Smith who opens the doors, welcomes them in. So that's happening on the West Coast. And we got the Jesus movement happening on the West Coast. And also, interestingly, in Nashville, Tennessee, there's this movement of musicians that's taking place almost parallel with what's happening on the West Coast. Did you notice that?
No, absolutely. No, it was a revival. It was the Holy Spirit of God moving in a beautiful way, and it yielded up a great blessing. Some people will come and say, I can't stand listening to the radio. Can't stand it because country music's gone sideways. It's become bro country. If I turn on a station to hear some rhythm and blues, I end up hearing rap music that's full of profanity. If I turn on, alternative rock, I hear these people that all want to sing about suicide. I'd really like something uplifting. Well, there it is. You can find in every city in the world, you can find a station that plays the same music that a lot of churches use in their church of all denominations. And it's music of people like Chris Tomlin, a young kind of boy band sounding group called Four King and Country. There's kind of a band or an artist for every flavor.
Toby Mac as well. I thought there's a real sweet story in the movie with Michael W. Smith. And I had not heard this before, James, that, God kept waking him up and saying, for such a time as this. Now, we hear this. We hear lines like this at times, which takes us back to the book of Esther. But, he kept saying, God kept waking him up and he kept, what is that all about? And what God wanted him to do was to produce this worship album that was just sensational. He brought all these top musicians and artists of the time into the studio, flew them to a place where they could all record and do this worship album that was unbelievable. And this was happened at in 2001, in first quarter 2001. This was before 9/11, as you know, as the timeline goes. And this worship album was so helpful and beneficial to many people who felt, the judgment of God. People don't want to accept that, but I believe it was a judgment of God on America on 9/11. And God was calling people back to him in worship through this project that was led by Michael W. Smith.
I met Michael W. Smith one time I was moderating a panel.
I'll tell you what, James, I'll tell you what, let's pause for a second because we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We got more from James Hurston after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
After the top of the hour, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, continues with us. James, you were saying before the break that you did meet Michael W. Smith at one time. Tell us about that.
Yeah, no, I was moderating a panel, and it had to do, with sort of faith in the public square, some legal issues and that sort of thing. And Jim Caviezel, who played The Passion of the Christ, was on the panel. And Jim apparently is friends with Michael W. Smith. He says, oh, there's a friend of mine. I'd like to have him come up and say something. And Michael Tommy Smith comes up and talks to the very relatively small group, Michael W. Smith, and he kind of gave his testimony. And it was really very compelling. And this was in a Catholic church.
It was
quite amazing. And just a wonderful, holy gentleman. That's all I think, my impression of him. But if it weren't for these two preachers, you know, I mentioned Chuck Smith. The other, of course, is Billy Graham, the best-known preacher. Those two are the, in essence, the clergy fathers of contemporary Christian music. And a lot of people put it down and they say, well, you know, in the beginning it was rejected. They thought, oh, these are rockers, rock guitars. It doesn't belong in the church. And, of course, if we look at the history of the Christian church, the Holy Spirit allows the church to take that which is secular and make it sacred. You know, we build churches with bricks. Bricks are secular, but the church becomes a sacred place.
When it's sanctified,
Those of us who are married wear this little ring on our finger. That is a representative of a sacred sacrament of matrimony. But you know where that comes from? Pagans. It's so we can take even the pagan traditions and make them sacred through the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit can make virtually any music into a love letter to God, which there's a young man named Lecrae who is highly respected by the rap world because he's a talented rapper who dedicated himself to God. He only does rap music for God. Toby Mac is kind of a hip-hopper. He comes from a very prolific group from the 80s called DC Talk, and virtually all of the members of that group have come out and become individual stars, if you will, in the worship genre. So it's and when you listen to this stuff, and you know, if you don't like it, then you know, it's like anything else. If it's not turning you toward the divine, then turn it off. That's the best thing to do, because there's so much of it. You just got to find the artist that you like. But the film is wonderful. It's a, you know, in an abyss culturally that we live in, where we can't even get the truth from our news media and we get filth from our entertainment media. It's wonderful to have an edifying film. And the Irwin brothers are heroes because they've done nothing but dedicate themselves to bringing these kind of films to the public.
Well, James, and I thought it was very honest, too, because they were vulnerable. They talked about, you know, some of the sins that happened, you know, within the entertainment field, you know, and what went on and how vulnerable Amy Grant was and, you know, things that had happened along the way that make up some of the history to remind people that that's why we need Jesus. I mean, if we were perfect, you know, Jesus going to the cross was redundant and unnecessary, you know, and so we're reminded of that, and I appreciated that the Irwin brothers included that in this documentary to kind of put things into perspective, because it's why we worship God, James, after everything is all said and done, isn't it?
No, yeah, it's such a misunderstanding people have about the Christian faith. They think, they always say, oh, it's judging me. It's judgmental. You know, if there is a God, he hates me. No. Contraire, the Christian religion is about a God who loves sinners. As a matter of fact, God chooses imperfect people and turns them into giants. Moses was a murderer. David was a murderer and an adulterer. Paul, St. Paul, was a murderer and a persecutor. And we just go on and on. Everyone, that's why we need a Savior. It's because we're sinners. We have sinned, and we understand. And then one of the biggest things that brings people to faith is to confront spiritual evil, to find it to be real. That's what happened to C.S. Lewis, the atheist who became the greatest apologist ever. G.K. Chesterton, in a similar story, Scott Peck, the famous psychiatrist, people who have all of a sudden, and today, most people realize there's such a thing as spiritual evil. All we have to do is look at what's happening in our world. Look at the, what appears, I mean, really, if you were intentionally trying to destroy the Western world, you couldn't do better than what leaders are doing right now.
So, well, or what we've done, in the past. I mean, look at with abortion. You know, 63 million people. That's not God's idea. I mean, even at one point, when the Jews were sacrificing their children, he inasmuch said, you know, who gave you that idea? I never suggested that you would sacrifice your children to me. You know, so how goofball is that? Inasmuch, so
it's spiritual evil. It's what the evil enemy wants is death.
And that's so what happens without God.
And when you acknowledge spiritual evil, you begin a quest, much like those hippies did. They were looking for spiritual goodness. So they're out looking for it. And if you go honestly looking for spiritual goodness, it will lead you to the cross, to the ultimate spiritual goodness, the ultimate gift, sacrifice, total selflessness demonstrated by the Son of God. That is what's going, you know, and that's what's happening. I think we're in, at the same time as we're in this very critical attack on liberty and freedom, we're also in a revival. You kind of see it everywhere you turn. You talk to people, and people's priorities are shifting. They're shifting towards the transcendent. They almost have to, as we see our supply chains limiting things, changing our ability to function. We almost have to prioritize faith.
Without a doubt. Well, this kind of leads into what you wrote about this week about Sly Stallone's Lost and Found Faith. We got a couple of minutes left here, James. I'm going to let you, you know, talk it out here. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it's like it's the same arc, really, that we were just talking about. Sly Stallone, who was going to give up acting, who had a birth defect. A lot of people don't know this. Sly was a forceps delivery as a baby. It paralyzed part of his face. He had difficulty talking. And that gave him the signature look, the kind of Elvis snare that he had, and that way of speaking, that kind of slurred speech, which ended up solidifying his brand. And he was bullied as a child, which made him gravitate towards strengthening himself. He got into bodybuilding and he got into acting and he almost gave up. And then he decided, you know, I've lived this kind of really tough life. I came from a tough part of New York City. And I'm going to write a script and it's going to reflect. It'll be a metaphor of my life. And he came out with Rocky and that. You know, it was nominated for all the Academy Awards and won three. And it was just out of nowhere, Sly Stallone became a mega action star. And he's created franchise after franchise. He's currently shooting Expendables 4 after it's 14 years since the last Expendables. He's, the guy's 75. He just posted on Instagram that he's flexing a bicep. He's still working out and all that.
Yeah.
But he went through about a dozen years of darkness. He grew up in a Catholic home. He went to Catholic school. Yeah. He was taught about faith. By the way,
check it out for yourself at jamesherson.com. That's where the information is. James, we got to leave it there. You're awesome as always. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care. God bless. James Herson.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man with a bow and arrow went on a rampage in Norway Wednesday evening. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau reports.
At least five people are dead, two others injured after a bow and arrow attack in Norway. It happened in Kongsberg, southwest of Oslo. The suspect now in custody. The acting Norwegian prime minister saying police are still looking to see if it might have been an act of terrorism. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A 37-year-old Danish man has been arrested and is cooperating with police. The attack is said to have started inside a Co-op Extra supermarket on Kongsberg West Side. Norwegian police are not usually armed, but after the attack, the police directorate ordered all officers nationwide to carry firearms as an extra precaution. Lines have been drawn between Chicago police and Mayor Lightfoot's office regarding the vaccine mandate. Both sides say they are digging in. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Before the top of the hour, Craig Huey joins us now. Yes, he is the coordinator and speaker for the Election Forum, publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, the Huey Report. Hey, Craig, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Lots to catch up on here. And more than anything, the persecution of Christians, whether it is in China, even here in America, it just seems to be intensifying. What are you seeing, Craig? You know, let's first talk about what's happening domestically, and then we'll go overseas and take a look at what's going on in China.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. You know, talking about the persecuted church is so important, and really the church here in America. So we have basically two sides to the coin. We have a group of pastors and Christians who have basically bowed their knee to Caesar and mm-hmm. been quiet for over a year, ministry shut down, and the gospel not preached, people not being served, prayer groups not going on, especially in the lockdown states. And then the flip side, we're seeing great revivals in different areas of America. We're seeing Franklin Graham. We're seeing Greg Laurie. We're seeing mm-hmm. a lot of things coming back. But the bottom line is there's a government attack on people of faith. And we're seeing it right now, Bill. You know, whether mm-hmm. you are vaccinated or not, whether you think people should be vaccinated or not, there's a group of people for a variety of reasons, because they don't like abortion, because they think their body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and they don't want to do an experimental drug on their body. A variety of reasons, they're using religious exemption to be able to keep their job, to keep their career, to go to mm-hmm. school, to stay in the military. And yet the government has been saying no to religious exemptions, no to people of faith, discounting their beliefs. In fact, attacking them for those beliefs. And in America, that's wrong. People have choices. People have freedom of religion, but it's an assault on people of faith.
Well, and the thing that's interesting about this, Craig, as you mentioned, the way the government is coming after people of faith, what's confusing for some is they say to me, they go, well, isn't Joe Biden a Catholic? Isn't Nancy Pelosi a Catholic? Aren't a lot of elected officials in Congress Catholics, evangelicals? I said, by title, maybe, and some say by practice. And, you know, that's why I said I shared with you the time we were in Dallas is that people have referred to Joe Biden as a practicing Catholic. And I said, I think he needs more practice, yeah. You know, because, you know, look at, you know, God did say, and as you said, the shame of what's happening in his church today is they're buckling the knee to the culture, which is not the way it's supposed to be. And, you know, and I believe that God is calling out his church and those who are called by his name to take a stand, you know, to stand against this movement, this persecution that's taking place. Look at, you know, who are you going to, you know, who are you going to beckon to? Are you going to beckon to God himself or to the man, you know, to the federal government that on one hand says they believe in God, but by action, you know, they don't. But, you know, it's been said before, even the devil believes in God. But, you know, are you following godly principles? And this is what's going on. I mean, the whole issue for people who want an exemption regarding the vaccine, it's because of its relationship with aborted fetal tissue. And this correct. Is the fact. All three of the vaccines involved aborted fetal stem cell, you know, and I'm not sure exactly the exact phrasing of that, but you know what I mean here. And yeah. this is why people are saying, look at, I mean, for me, you know, that was a fait accompli. Once I thought there was, it was only two out of three, but when I, you know, took a deeper dive and realized it was all three that had utilized the stem cells of an aborted baby from 1972, which is interesting because that was even before Roe v. Wade. I don't know if people paid attention to that idea as well. So when I heard it was 1972, this was even before it's legal. They now have, you know, are utilizing for experimentation the fetus of an aborted baby from that many years ago.
Bill, what you did is between you and God and your conscience. You did what you felt was right in the sight of God based upon the Bible, based upon Psalms 139 about how God knew you before you were even born and the sanctity of life. And so what you did is between you and the Lord. And the fact is no politician, no bureaucrat, no health official, no judge should question, no judge, no politician, no bureaucrat should ask you even why. It's your choice. In America, exactly. It's freedom of choice. So what we're seeing is a real unconstitutional attack. And I got some good news for you and everybody listening. More and more judges are coming forward now and saying that these government mandates, these mandates at the, even the corporate level, are unconstitutional. And if you look at the judges, what's interesting is the judges are usually the judges that have been appointed by President Trump, but also some judges appointed by Bush and even Clinton are in agreement. The judges that are basically trashing the Constitution, trampling on religious rights, are the Obama judges. And so with the transformation that Trump did with the judiciary, we're finding win after win for students, for nurses, for doctors. We've got pilots now. We've got, you know, so many people who are refusing to get this. The doctors, the nurses, they've actually won in some of these court cases. And so I'm optimistic. That we're going to find that these mandates are going to vanish. But for right now, people are being fired. People are losing their jobs, their careers, their livelihood. They're in distress. They're in pain. They're in a panic. And you know, what's very good for your listeners to know that there are dozens organizations that are now Christian civil rights organizations that are filing lawsuits for free for people who
exactly.
are going, they're defending people without cost and
right.
to be able to give them the ability to keep their job and their livelihood. And so anybody who's in this position, they need to contact these organizations and be defended, and they're likely to win, and there's no cost to them.
Yes. Well, you know, the cost, no doubt, is going to be emotional, and
yes.
it's a roller coaster ride. But look, freedom is not free, all right? And,
yeah.
and you know, freedom is being tested right now by these Marxists who want to
yes.
rob us of all our constitutional rights. I mean, it's quite rich and ironic, Craig, when you think about it. I mean, here we got all these hashtag movements. We've got Black Lives Matter, all these things that really challenge the foundational issues of our being, our constitution, and here we've got Christian persecution, we've got the cancel culture, all these things that are impinging upon our freedoms and rights, and we're finding out by practical experience, and yes, it's tough, but we're finding out who's with us and who's against us. You know, who is with us as followers of the Constitution, as God-fearing men and women, and who are those entities, who are those, you know, whether it's judges or elected officials that do not want to honor God and his laws.
You know, Bill, that's so right. And really, you heard it from Biden's own lips.
Yes.
Biden has surrounded himself by with his radical advisors and radical bureaucrats that he's hacked in the Department of Justice and the military and State
right.
Department. And
I'll tell you, Craig, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Craig Huey after this. Stay with us.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Continues with us. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Craig is the coordinator and speaker for the Election Forum and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, known as the Huey Report. And if you want to be in the flow of the know, you need to be a subscriber. And it's real simple, okay? It's not like you have to open up your wallet. I mean, from time to time, you will see that there are donating worthy causes that we encourage you to participate in. Craig is a man of faith. He and his wife, Shell, are just terrific people, and I've known them for a long time. I highly endorse his efforts. He has been, for a long time, I mean, since we started this radio show, you know, Craig used to come on regularly with the Election Forum, particularly when we were based out of California, because he was one of the few, if not the only, resource that vetted you know, candidates, judges including, as difficult as they are, and he straightened out all the gobbledygook of these proposals. And I imagine, Craig, if you had to straighten out the 2,700-page, $3.5 trillion tax and spend bill that Congress is still trying to work out, and Nancy Pelosi, in fact, she's so frustrated because she feels like the media should be the propaganda arm, and they're falling short, you know, of propagandizing this $3.5 trillion bill because people have too many questions, and she put it on on them the other day. So, well, it's your fault because you guys aren't explaining it. And, we're supposed to explain, you know, and right now it stands as 2,700 pages, but it's back to Obamacare, you know. Oh, you got to pass it to find out what's in it, you know.
Oh, and it's so corrupt and so terrifying. Your listeners need to realize this. You know, just before the break, I mentioned about Biden using the term he wants to transform society, wants to transform culture. That's what this whole bill is about. It's not about economic recovery. It's not about jobs. It's not about infrastructure. It's not about anything like that. What this is setting up bureaucracies that will never go away. It's setting up a group of bureaucrats that are ideologically driven by socialism and Marxism and radical ideas to transform everything from preschool, using the pretense of climate change. Bill, using the pretense of climate change, setting up an army of activists to be trained to indoctrinate and to mobilize for political activity. It's the federal government actually spending money to help further this transformation into a socialist country. It is absolutely horrifying and corrupt, but that's the nature of what this is. We're not dealing with old-fashioned politics, the Republican versus Democrat. We're not dealing with people battling over policy issues of what would be best for America. We're fighting against a movement to transform culture, economics, and our whole social system into a central command collectivist society.
Exactly.
So statism that is Marxist-oriented, that is not based upon the foundation of American liberty.
Right. Yeah, people need to understand, this isn't a gentle and soft transformation. This is absolute, an absolute control. And you're going to be compelled. You either go along or you're out of the parade. All that out of the parade represents, okay? Simple decisions like, your health care, what your kids are going to be taught. I mean, listen to what Terry McAuliffe said in Virginia. He doesn't feel parents. And you got to understand that when Terry McAuliffe says something like that as a leader in the Democratic Party, this is the Democratic narrative. This is quite expository, isn't it, Craig? I mean, for him to make that statement. I mean, and the other deal, you talk about the bureaucracy and the growing of government. I mean, what you're talking about is in each of these bureaucratic institutions that are embedded in that 2,700 pages, the power to cause you to, surrender your freedom and do exactly as they say is immeasurable. They will come at you with the full force of the government. You will be sued. You will be broke. You will be groveling, and you're going to be in the soup line real quick unless you decide to bend your knee and go along to get along. I mean, people need to understand. I mean, this whole Marxist movement, people, not in America. Socialism never in America. Wait a minute. We've already have it. We've got the foundation already laid down. I mean, Barack Obama said he was going to fundamentally transform the country. And Joe Biden is picking up on that. And what Obama was unable to do, Biden is doubling down, and he's real close to locking everything down. This $3.5 trillion tax and spend, and look at how smart they are, Craig. They figure, okay, look at, obviously $3.5 trillion is shocking to most people. It's not polling well. And what we can do is let's go for half the number. We'll fool the people in half the number. So now instead of taking 10 years of expenditure, we'll break it up over five. Well, 5 years of expenditure, the damage is already done because the constituency has been fooled into buying into this idea that they're going to get free stuff. Well, and next thing you know, it's the trap. It's the honeypot trap to get them into the situation that causes them to surrender willingly their freedoms. This is so dangerous, Craig. I agree with you 100%.
Oh, they're masters of deceit, Bill, and you said it so well, but every listener needs to realize this. Socialism from its beginning, Marxism from its beginning, has been a failure. It failed, and, many don't know that Nazi Germany, that Nazi stood for the National Socialist Workers. It was a socialist party. The form of fascism, the socialist party. You got the Soviet Union that crumbled, but after murdering millions of people and destroying the lives and economic welfare and freedom and religious liberty, you got the destruction going on right now, continuing in Cuba with socialism. You've got it in Venezuela where the whole society has collapsed. And then you've got China. And we talked earlier about the persecution of Christians. That's just one aspect of a socialist controlled society. China is such an example of where we're headed in America. When China, they don't have freedom of anything. It's completely controlled by the Communist Party, whether it's business. They'll keep businesses, but it's controlled by the Communist Party. They've got social media and newspapers, magazines, controlled by the Communist Party. They've got churches. Churches right now are changing the Bible. They're putting in quotes by the chairman of the Communist Party. They're putting in statues, pictures, replacing them of Jesus with that of Mao. They're tearing down churches. They're locking up Christians. Christians are disappearing. It's the most massive attack on people of faith since the Cultural Revolution back in the 60s. It is beyond horrific what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Christ in China. They need prayer. They are being devastated And, you know, they're standing firm, but they're having to go more underground than ever before.
Exactly.
But this is what socialism has got to do. Socialism has to stamp out those people who are believers in Christ. It competes with their ideology. They have to stamp out Christian faith because they know it's contrary to that of socialism. And so Christians in China are under attack because they're basically enemy of the state, similar to Christians under Caesar.
Yeah. Just like parents here at school board meetings, they're now domestic terrorists. They're enemies of the state, right? This is what you're pointing out. I mean, the language may be finessed a little bit different, but it's still the same thing, isn't it?
Who would believe that people who oppose a certain policy would, by the federal government and by the media, be framed as domestic terrorists? You know, I'm looking at the school board where I live, and there's a school board where the parents were lied to, misled. They were attacked by the media. The whole thing was classifying them as the domestic terrorists who were stirring up trouble. They were only telling the truth, Bill. They were telling the truth that the kids should not be masked. They were telling the truth that the kids should not be indoctrinated with horrific sexual material. They were being told the truth that they can't teach. They shouldn't be teaching critical race theory, which is Marxism creating hatred between races. You know, this is a war of words and ideas like never before in American history, and it's so coordinated by those in power from Washington, D.C., and many of the states, like the state of California attacking parents, the state of Maine, Pennsylvania attacking parents.
It's a war on common sense, Craig, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's so obvious that it is a war on common sense, and the people need to understand the numbers are on our side. The majority of Americans have not checked themselves out to such a degree that they're ignoring common sense. I mean, that's quite evident. Look at the polling evidence of this president right now. I mean, that's quite a telling indicator, isn't it? Well, we got to leave it right there. Craig Huey, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show. He's the coordinator and speaker for the Election Forum, publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, The Huey Report. Craig, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and...